A promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program. For its editorial content, statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group.
This hour is brought to you by The Conversation on News 104.5 WOKV.
Our Ask the Experts weekend continues with The Conversation. To ask a question, give us a call at 340-1045. Here are your hosts, Jay Gray and Dr. Ali Kesryan.
Good evening, Jacksonville, and happy Saturday. I'm Danielle Lee, and welcome to The Conversation with Dr. Ali Kesryan. Dr. Ali, long time no see. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. What do we have going on today?
So today we have a very interesting and very exciting, and I think a very, very needed show, in my opinion. Today we're going to talk about the psychology of distress around election 2016. I think it's a vast understatement to say that this has been a very tumultuous election season. It has been one that has been one of the most adversarial elections in the modern history, and it has been compounded by the fact that we have been hounded with a 24-hour news cycle. Our social media influences and the mass media impoundment of information that is just constantly present. Our iPhones, our social media tablets, or constantly give us information, which can be polarizing, and it increases stress. A lot of statistics have shown that. And the American Psychological Association actually in October released a statement showing that more than 50% of American adults experience significant stress associated with the election, and that crossed both Republicans and Democrats. So it was exclusive of party lines. And today, to help us have this discussion, is in studio Dr. Carolyn McClanahan, who is a wonderful friend to The Conversation. She's a physician. She's a director of financial planning at Life Planning Partners and a healthcare policy and economics expert and contributor to Forbes, CNBC, among other periodicals. And I suspect that you are going to be writing a lot more about these topics in the upcoming few months.
I will be dragged in, yes.
You know. And also to help us have this discussion is a psychiatrist and chief of pediatric behavioral health at Nemours Children's Clinic, Dr. Michael Delahunt. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for having us as part of the conversation.
So before we get started, I want to say one quick thing and pay some homage to a giant of surgery. Yesterday, unfortunately, Dr. Denton Cooley passed away. And the reason I just bring this up, he was a world-renowned and pioneering cardiothoracic surgeon who performed the first successful heart transplant in the United States, performed the first artificial heart transplant in the world. And one thing that may be interesting for our audience, if you get a chance to see a movie called Something the Lord Made, this is an interesting story. It's a story of also an innovative surgeon, Dr. Alfred Blalock, who, with the guidance of a gentleman named Vivian Thomas, who is an African-American, at a time where having someone who is African-American help in the operating room and places like that was very, very difficult to do, they participated and created and opened the era of cardiac surgery, where in 1944 they did the first surgery for blue babies, where it was actually a revolutionary operation which made the impossible possible, and it ushered in the era of modern cardiac surgery. So I just want to put a little bit of a condolence for the world of surgery in the world, because he was a revolutionary and pioneering gentleman who pushed the envelope at every step of the way. Interestingly, at 24 years of age, he was the surgical resident who assisted Dr. Blalock in that operation. So I can't imagine what a monumental experience that was. And obviously, he used it to push his career forward and push the envelope for the world of cardiothoracic surgery. So he passed away at 96 years of age in his home yesterday. So before we get started, Carolyn, looking at 2016's election cycle, what is your general gestalt? You know, obviously it was a very stressful election cycle just by the sheer amount of information we constantly received. But what was your impression just generally?
my impression overall is that people are sick of the government. You know, on the left, they expect the government to do good things, but, you know, through things like the Affordable Care Act, which did some great things, it also created many, many complications in people's lives. Medicare has become more complicated. Applying for Social Security, we spent an hour and a half on the phone with on hold waiting for Social Security. So it's those inefficiencies of government and how big government has gotten that it just making people sick of it. On the right, people just see big government as bad. And when it's inefficient like it is, it could be. So they felt like they didn't have much of a choice. They voted with what they thought would bring the most change. If we remember in 2008, President Obama focused on hope and change. And the problem is not much change. It got a little more complicated. We got a few things done. The economy came back. But, you know, people thought it could have been done a lot more efficiently.
So, Dr. Delahunt, when you look at what arose during the election and then what is facing us now in the post-election cycle, what do you think from a psychiatrist looking at this? You know, obviously, you know, when you look at the research for stress, unpredictability, uncontrolled situations increase our stress level. And so this scenario, both in the pre-November 8th moment and the post-election November 8th election moment, we have both of these things going on. How did this perfect storm, if you will, seem to be more of a process where even the American Psychological Association thought, wow, this is a little bit different than the normal situation. We need to address this and talk about it.
Well, it's hard to even know. I mean, I think everyone's just still trying to process what's happened. I think both the left and the right were somewhat surprised by the results, and I think that there's just a great deal of uncertainty is what's going to unfold. What does this really mean? What kind of a president and administration is President-elect Trump going to lead? How much is just rhetoric for candidate debates and whatnot, and how much is actually what's going to be implemented? And obviously there's going to be a lot of competing forces that are going to direct where exactly we go. I think also there's just a great deal of angst in the aura of uncertainty with regards to who is being encouraged in some of these results, who's being discouraged in some of these results. The other thing that obviously we're sort of in the holiday season. There are people who are very passionate about their political beliefs and their political perspectives, and unfortunately, households are maybe on the opposing side of the fence on that. And so I am concerned about what's going to happen during these holiday family gatherings where there might be some political discussions that become political debates that become political conflict in the household. So I think we just all need to settle down. Let's just see where things go. And hopefully all of this uncertainty and angst will calm down and more rational minds will take over. But I understand that there's a great deal of uncertainty and angst out there.
I'll tell you one thing I found very interesting, just and this was when I was watching the news, when I would watch the debates, and I would watch some of the commentary on the news channels. It kind of took me back a little bit of into a viewing of the physiology of stress, and I had a little bit of a insight for myself looking at this. So when someone is stressed out, your body really moves into this fight or flight scenario. So you're basically gearing up for a battle. So you're either going to fight or you're going to escape, and both of those scenarios really take the blood away from your brain. So when you're having a heated political discussion, you would hope that your brain is fed with blood so that you can have more of an intelligent discussion, and your higher center of intellect is being fed a little bit more so than your fight or flight response area, which are your muscles and things of that nature. So if someone is at Thanksgiving, if they are at Christmas and they're getting into a heated debate, it might not stir up a scenario that's well suited with a very intelligent and a very a good outcome of an intelligent discussion.
Well said. I mean, if you're not feeling your brain with blood, and it's all going to your sympathetic nervous system in overdrive, and especially if there's any kind of alcohol involved or substances, it's going to lead to some problems. And some simple things that people can do is, first of all, sit down, don't stand up. When you sit down, the chance for physical conflict is going to be minimized. Learn to just be quiet rather than constantly trying to talk over the other person who's trying to change your mind while you're trying to change their mind. You don't always have to speak. It's good that we have to listen. And I think that's sort of the takeaway point on a more global scale of what needs to happen in conversations. There needs to be the appropriate give and take. There, people, when they speak, other people are listening and vice versa. We don't need to constantly be interrupting each other like we see on some of these news channels where they get people from different political viewpoints talking a point, and they all end up talking over each other, especially when you got four or five panels of different people on there in the small windows all talking over each other. And I just hope that people can learn to just sit back, calmly have conversations, and if things are getting heated, it's time to just move on or move out of the situation.
I always found also, to add to that, that mirroring the other person's or paraphrasing back the other person's situation can help somebody integrate their ideas of what that other person's thinking into their thoughts. And so it's better for us to try to understand each other and make certain, instead of just trying to talk over each other, we take the time to really empathize and learn where the other person is coming from. One of the things I found is that when people have a strong opinion, there's usually pain or fear behind that. And something happened to them in their life at some point, maybe in childhood or who knows when, that caused them to have that fear and pain and that anger over the situation.
And I'll tell you, I think this election really spoke volumes to the fact that you have multiple people wherever their leanings are, where a lot of uncertainty guided the course of what we saw shaped in this election. And I'm hoping that we can, as people, and I'm not talking about the government and the electorate, but the actual human beings in the communities, that we can take what we have learned from what can happen in an election cycle like this and learn how to stand hand in hand and shoulder to shoulder and be able to have conversations with an outcome that is positive, as opposed to just talking at each other without listening to what anyone is saying, because that seems to be what you see out there. A lot of people just shouting and saying things and nothing moving forward, and I'm hoping that we move forward in a way that changes that, and hopefully this hour will help us find ways to do that in a proactive and a positive way.
All right, and we are going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with more of the conversation here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ali Kesrain. Join me on The Conversation every Saturday at our new time from 5 to 6 p.m., where we discuss the most current trends in healthcare as they relate to you. We also keep you up to date on the newest medical advances and help you stay informed on the politics of healthcare. Navigating the world of health is a challenge, and real answers are often hard to come by. Call in and have your questions answered, or just voice your opinion. Join The Conversation every Saturday from 5 to 6 p.m., or visit us anytime at theconversationjacks.com.
Rich Jones, I probably know what's on your mind getting ready for the holidays. Everyone is running around, rushing around, trying to get all that stuff done. Well, put that all on hold, because there's something even bigger happening right now. It's the start of Toyotathon at Arlington Toyota. The savings at Arlington during Toyotathon are just out of this world. And with over 1,000 new and pre-owned cars on the lot every day, you get selection and savings that'll make you want to celebrate. You can even shop Toyotathon savings at your convenience at ArlingtonToyota.com. Plus, see your price before you get to the lot by clicking the easy button on the car you choose. If you have a trade, get an instant quote at ArlingtonToyota.com. Just click the Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book icons, then bring it into Arlington and trade the easy way. It's Toyotathon. Get to Arlington Toyota and start shopping and saving today. 10939 Atlantic Boulevard and online anytime at ArlingtonToyota.com. Arlington's a proud supporter of Take Stock and Children. Visit TakeStockandChildren.org to become a mentor today.
The Hess Trucks here. 2016, it's the Hess Toy Truck and Dragster with LED lights, racing sounds, and wheelie popping power. Get it now at HessToyTruck.com. Free shipping and Energizer batteries included.
Just a click away, it's here, the Hess Truck's here.
Order yours now, only at HessToyTruck.com.
Due to overwhelming response, Beard's Jewelry's 30% off sale has been extended to December 24th.
Diamonds from a half carat to 6 carats, all sizes and all shapes. Beard's has the diamond you are looking for.
You do not want to miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime celebration. 30% off all diamond jewelry, plus 20% off all GIA-certified loose diamonds.
Beard's has the diamond you are looking for.
From the second you walk into Beard's, you'll find an incredible selection of fine diamond jewelry and the largest inventory of certified loose diamonds. We already know that Beard's Jewelry beats their competition's prices.
Come celebrate 36 years in business with Beard's and receive 30% off all diamond jewelry and 20% off the largest selection of GIA certified loose diamonds in all of Florida.
Don't miss Beard's Jewelry's 36th anniversary sale.
Only at Beard's Jewelry through December 24th at the St. John's Town Center or visit beardsdiamonds.com.
Why do they need so much of my info to get a mortgage?
How do I know if I qualify to buy a house?
What credit score do I need to qualify for a home?
Where do we start on refinancing?
For answers to these questions and more, tune in to Saving Thousands with Robert Palmer. Robert Palmer takes the mystery out of the home buying or refinancing process. That's Saving Thousands with Robert Palmer right here on News 104.5 WOKV.
I'm going to take you from being a financial zombie, mindlessly meandering around when it comes to your credit and your finances and your interest and your interest rates, and I'm going to transform you into a financial ninja. Highly skilled, able to take advantage of credit card companies, able to take advantage of leveraging mortgages, all of the things a financial ninja should be doing. All of my listeners should be financial ninjas, and we are going to extinguish the financial zombies one at a time.
Learn more by listening to Saving Thousands Saturdays at 3 and Sundays at noon.
Mon back. That's good. Hi there, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and More. And we just this minute got a huge trailer load of scratch and dent appliances from GE. We have refrigerators, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. They are brand new with full factory warranty and are great bargains. A small blemish saves you a bunch. A little bump saves you big bucks. A dent can mean hundreds of dollars in savings. Come see us at Martin Appliance and More in Orange Park on Blanding, just a mile south of Kingsley and across from Academy Sports and Outdoors. Find and like us at facebook.com/Martin Appliance and More to see pictures. Oh my! Here comes the Frigidaire truckload. We have a store full of appliance bargains. Hurry in, come get them and save at Martin Appliance and More. Mon back, truck driver, mon back!
What you see is what you get, Martin Appliance family.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
A 9 of a WOKV weather meter, a partly cloudy sky as a cold front passes by, but then turning clear. We'll see overnight lows dropping down to the low to mid 40s and turning breezy as well this evening. On Sunday, the low 60s, the best will do for daytime highs, but a lot of sunshine, still breezy. On Monday, starting off in the 30s early, then daytime highs in the mid 60s with a lot of sunshine. With your First Alert forecast, I'm Action News Jax meteorologist Garrett Biedenwald for News 104.5 WOKV.
News 104.5 and AM 60. 90 WOKV.
All right, and welcome back to the conversation here on News 104.5 WOKV. And we only have about maybe 4 minutes left in this segment, but I see we have a caller on the line. We have Scott. Scott, what's your question?
Welcome to the conversation, Scott.
Thank you so much. I have a comment and a question. Number one, I've been in the home health industry for over 20 years, and I'm really glad that President-elect Trump has won, because in our industry, and I know with doctors too, Obamacare has really hurt us, especially with doctors, with all the paperwork, administrative costs. Secondly, it's funny with these millennials. Even President Obama told his staff, hey, take a week and a half off, go ahead and mope if you need to, but then you got to get back in the game. And look at all the college campuses where these kids have cry zones and safe zones, and they're just so upset about the results of the election. My question is, what has caused these millennials to be so perplexed?
So that's a good question, and one that comes up a lot in terms of the differences between the younger generations and the older generations. And there are a lot of things popping up on social media where they show pictures of 18-year-olds in 1944 storming Normandy, and then millennials sitting in these so-and-so cry zones that Scott mentioned. So, Dr. Delahunt, what is your opinion in terms of how the younger generation, the quote-unquote millennials, they deal with situations like we're talking about today with stress and things of that nature, which may be perceived as different than their older counterparts?
Well, I think obviously the thing about the younger generation is that they're much more plugged into the social networking. And I think that, you know, that's good and bad, right? They are able to express themselves much more in the moment. And they're able to share their opinions with others. There's, you know, Facebook, Twitter, and not to mention all the other, you know, social media. I think that in some ways getting your feelings out there can be helpful. The problem is that oftentimes you find yourself in niches of people who are like-minded. And then I think it's too easy to start getting into a tit-for-tat confrontation over the social media with people who don't agree with your opinion. So I think people need to learn to be careful about what they're saying and the context in which they're saying it and the medium that they're using to say that. What you say are your own words, and you can't take it back once it's gone out on social media.
With regards to some of the comments like that, in terms of a variety of different things moving forward, both politically and non-politically, how do you, as a behavioral health therapist and a child psychologist who works with adolescents, how do you navigate the discussions as the world changes for someone who goes from a child into the adolescent world into an adult world through some of the changes that you see with this very question of how the adult world is going to perceive the way, quote-unquote, millennials or whatever the generation shifts are in the perception of the world as the young people see it and versus the old people see it. And again, I'm not trying to date myself. I don't think I still consider myself somewhat of a young person, but I'm not an adolescent.
Well, right.
I could be wrong. Maybe I need to talk to you about my self-perception.
So, I mean, I think, Aliyah, that a lot of what we need to do is just listen. I keep repeating myself, but listening is one of the most important things. And like your other guest was saying, one of the best things that we can do is simply paraphrase what the other person is saying so that they feel like we are at least listening to them. That's very important in conflict. In, you know, as you transition from adolescence into young adulthood, that's the time where you're really formulating your relationships and your identity. And I think it's the time where we're trying to figure out who we are as people. And a lot of times we can have some pretty radical ideas and pretty radical feelings if we don't feel like we're really part of the mainstream America ideology. So, you know, we need to allow people to be able to express themselves and to allow diversification in people's opinions. And we need to not only express ourselves, but we need to be able to listen and learn to process and have a decent dialogue rather than a confrontational conversation. And I think that's really what we are trying to say here today, is that we need to move towards decency and away from conflict.
And I think that's the most important thing. And as we move into the next half hour, I think we'll delve into breaking down a little bit of the reasons why what happened to make this past year or 6 months in November so stressful, and really kind of look at what, not necessarily what we can expect, but how we should expect to deal with this in a way that can be less stressful for ourselves and potentially less stressful for our community, being that there is an air of uncertainty and a potential perception of lack of control for us as individuals and for our immediate family and community.
And we're
if I can just interject, I'm sorry.
Sure.
Is I think the most important thing is that people, if they're dissatisfied, then get yourself involved in something that has meaning for you. In that sense of at least trying to do something that is meaningful for you and is within your philosophies of your ideas and your opinions and things like that will make you feel better. It will make you feel like you're making a difference. And I think that that's critical for people right now who may feel like they're sort of cast adrift and don't know where we are right now.
And that's really the most important thing that we'll leave you with this hour, is that you can actually do things on a one-step-forward basis in your own community with a day-to-day thing, like Dr. Della Hunt is mentioning, where you can make impact that is impactful not only to yourself and important to yourself, but to your community, that you can see the difference right in front of your face.
And we're going to grab an update from Fox News, get your local forecast for the weekend, and we'll be right back with more of the conversation here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. President-elect Donald Trump may have found his Secretary of Defense.
I was approached by a senior transition official who came up right next to me and whispered in my ear, and he said, and I'm quoting, that General James Mattis is a strong candidate for a cabinet post. I followed up that remark by asking, how about that seven-year waiting period between leaving the military and assuming a cabinet post like that? This official told me there are waivers around that.
Fox's Doug McElway in Bedminster, New Jersey. Mr. Trump met earlier with Mitt Romney. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi facing a challenge from fellow Democrat Representative Tim Ryan of Ohio, which raises an interesting question.
What if he was successful and became the Democratic leader, and then he would be going up against House Speaker Paul Ryan from Wisconsin? I said, what does that mean? And he said, it would be good for the Irish.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Democrats choose their leaders November 30th. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Never miss a moment.
Just to see what's going on in my backyard.
Jacksonville's breaking news headquarters is News 104.5 WOKV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ali Kesrayan. Join me on The Conversation every Saturday at our new time from 5 to 6 p.m., where we discuss the most current trends in healthcare as they relate to you. We also keep you up to date on the newest medical advances and help you stay informed on the politics of healthcare. Navigating the world of health is a challenge, and real answers are often hard to come by. Call in and have your questions answered, or just voice your opinion. Join The Conversation every Saturday from 5 to 6 p.m., or visit us anytime at theconversationjax.com.
WOKV is proud to present An Evening with Brian Kilmeade. Join the popular co-host of Fox and Friends at the Ritz Theater and Museum on Friday, December 9th at 7:30 p.m. for a special opportunity to see one of the most interesting personalities on Fox News. Find out what Brian thinks about our efforts to protect the homeland and how we can reduce the deficit while reining in government spending. Tickets start at just $35 and are available now at WOKV.com.
Are you an experienced electrical professional looking to amp up your career? Regency Electric Company is looking for you. Regency Electric has wired NAS Jacks, Mayport, Kings Bay, the Federal Courthouse, and Jacksonville Veterans Memorial Arena. Regency Electric wants strong leaders with the professional experience to get the big jobs done. If you think this is you, visit us at RegencyElectric.com or in person at 4500 Salisbury Road. That's RegencyElectric.com or in person at 4500 Salisbury Road.
Licensed in all states. Product availability varies. Agents may be compensated on enrollment.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask, are you getting the best rate? And Health Markets offers a free service to help folks maximize their Medicare benefits and save money.
The enrollment period for Medicare has already started. What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice, don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare service is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-923-6817. That's 800-923-6817. 800-923-6817.
LP SmartSide is the next generation of siding. This family of exterior trim and siding products are engineered using advanced siding technology to give homeowners the warmth and beauty of traditional wood with the durability of LP engineered wood. Help shield your home from harsh weather and termites with LP SmartSide's complete line of high-performance products, sure to complement any building style and backed with a limited warranty. Protect your home for years to come. Find them online at lpcorp.com. That's lpcorp.com.
WOKV is proud to present An Evening with Brian Kilmeade. Join the popular co-host of Fox and Friends at the Ritz Theater and Museum on Friday, December 9th at 7:30 p.m. for a special opportunity to see one of the most interesting personalities on Fox News. Find out what Brian thinks about our efforts to protect the homeland and how we can reduce the deficit while reining in government spending. Tickets start at just $35 and are available now at WOKV.com.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
A 9 on the WOKV weather meter. Mild early, then cooling off overnight as a cold front passes, turning breezy as well. We'll see temperatures down to the low to mid-40s when you wake up in the morning. On your Sunday, a lot of sunshine, breezy, but still cooler. We'll see high temperatures just in the low to mid-60s. Monday, 30s early in the morning, but daytime highs in the mid-60s. With your First Alert Forecast, I'm Action News Jack's meteorologist Garrett Biedenball for News 104.5 WOKV.
A promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program. For its editorial content, statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group.
Our Ask the Experts weekend continues with a conversation. To ask a question, give us a call at 340-1045. Here are your hosts, Jay Gray and Dr. Ali Kesryan.
And we are back with the conversation. I'm Danielle Lee here with Dr. Ali Kazrayan. And before the break, we had a caller, so I think this is the great opportunity to just reset.
So, Scott, thank you for the call. And he brought up two interesting points. One, which we addressed with Dr. Del Hunt, which was the idea of the millennials, which seems to come up a lot in terms of their perception of the world, which it seems to be... or seems to get the impression that it's different, or the reputation that it's different. But I think, you know, there are plus minuses to the way that they communicate with the world, which I think all of us can learn from, and it's not necessarily a bad thing from that standpoint. So that's one thing that we learn. And I think the underlying theme that we want to leave you with is I think we have to do a better job of listening, especially when arguments and discussions, I prefer to call them, come up with regards to any topic. But if you are in situations where political discussions come up, and try to paraphrase or make sure that you understand the opposing argument before you start rattling off what you believe to be the utmost truth, which usually seems to come from your mouth. But make sure that these discussions are fruitful if you're going to have them, and make sure that you take a step back when they get a little bit more heated. But the other thing Scott brought up was regards to the effect of the previous administration on healthcare and the potential of what may be in the future. So who better to have this discussion with Dr. Carolyn McClanahan, who's a healthcare policy reform economics expert. I don't even know what to call it anymore. So it's just, it's had so many different formulations over the past 8 years. But as we move into this new administration, what do you see to be some of the potential changes coming forth? Because this was one of the most contentious parts of the election, and one of the most important parts for most voters.
Right. Yeah, you know, one of the problems is that people think Trump is going to, the future President Trump is just going to come in and clean up the healthcare system, and in fact, a poll just came out that of everything they want him to address, healthcare is the number one. People have seen rising costs, their out-of-pocket costs have increased, and the care is more fragmented. Everybody's very dissatisfied with the system. The problem that we have is that President Trump, future President Trump, will have to deal with a Congress that has ideas about how the healthcare system should be. So all of his proposals are basically all old Republican proposals, some of which are reasonable, some of which are not, most of which will not help the average American worker. So I don't think they're going to get this out. Not to put more, we're talking about anxiety and fear of the unknown. I think I don't want to give people more anxiety and fear. But now I think is a great time that we need to start having conversations about what is the ideal healthcare system. And we need to let our Congress people know we want something simpler and more efficient. We don't want things more complicated and more fragmented.
So let me ask you this on the point Dr. Della Hunt made right before the break, in terms of ways that we can proactively do things to take our frustrations and do good things with them. You know, they're in terms of coping, they're one way of coping with things is a problem of focus coping, where you actually do proactive things to take the emotions that you're feeling and turn them into a positive way. What can someone do if they are frustrated about the healthcare process for themselves and they're trying to make better decisions in the immediate future, and then they're worried about what may happen? How can they voice their concerns and try to do exactly what you say?
Right. The number one way to get Congress to listen is actually give them a phone call. They don't read their emails. They actually have computers that kind of go through the emails and just let them know what people are writing about. But they have to pick up the phone. And so let them know your frustration. Is it the cost of healthcare? What are they going to do to make that happen? Is it how complex the system is? Let them know, you know, what's going to happen with that. Ask them what's going to happen with that, and read what proposals that they're putting forth, and make certain you understand them. And if it's something that you don't think is going to be in the best interest of you or this country, call and pick up the phone and let them know your displeasure.
So, Dr. Delahunt, when I was kind of looking over the idea of stress, and obviously the most important thing to leave people with is how to deal with stress, which, you know, if we just sat here and talked about stress and made people more stressful, it probably wouldn't be a great way to leave people. Coping came up, and basically I found three things that seemed to be very important to address. One was a problem-focused coping strategy, where people increase their sense of control by taking some kind of action which directly reduced their stress. Another one was an emotional-focused coping, where they reduced their stress by doing something such as meditation, prayer, or exercise, or potentially doing some kind of activity that was negative. Some people self-medicate. They use alcohol, which aren't very good things. And then the other piece that was very important was social support. In looking at those three things, how is it important to integrate those three, and how to make sure you don't take either one of those things to polar extreme?
Well, I think you did a great summary right there. I don't know what more I can add to that. I think the obvious thing is that in dealing with coping, you do it in healthy ways, right? Everything in moderation. And you don't want to be, you know, relying on things that are just short-shrifting the work that needs to be done in dealing with coping. So you don't want to be, you know, drinking alcohol, smoking marijuana, legal as it may be right now or not. But, you know, doing things like yoga, meditation, going for runs, going for long walks, spending time with people that you enjoy, going out for dinner, having dinner over at your place, getting involved in social groups, church groups, anything that just makes you feel better. I mean, it's kind of common sense stuff.
One thing my husband, I'm sorry to interrupt you there, but you hit a trigger. My husband and I have been saying five gratefuls every morning, five things we're grateful for every morning. And it really starts off the day well, and it makes you think about the good things that are going on and sets the tone.
That's a great idea, actually.
I agree. It's, you know, the whole idea of just affirmation statements of things, you know, emphasizing the positive. Unfortunately, you know, news media makes a lot of money and attention with a lot of the negative things that happen in our culture. And I think it can, if you spend too much time engrossed in that stuff, can really create a great deal of angst, anxiety, and stress. And so, you know, sometimes we have to unplug, and sometimes we need to get to a place doing things that we really enjoy that don't fill our heads with all of these anxieties.
Let me ask one question, Dr. Delahunt. So certain groups, Americans, certain American who in this particular election were even more so than others a bit taken by the election result, for example, immigrants, people with disabilities, women, the LGBT, African Americans were taken this a bit more strongly, with a bit more stress. When you look in just the general media, some of the psychological literature that I've read over on the internet, which again is not a peer reviewed journal, they talked about the fact that the stress may be a little bit more aggravated by the pre-existing notions assumptions and preconceived perceptions going into the election cycle, or the pre-existing notions of what could happen with our newly elected president going into what the election cycle was. What would you say to both sides of the fence of that argument with the fact that we hope that we can all take a step forward with bringing all of us together and being a closer and less divisive nation? What could one, people in the community do to make sure that this is not the truth and that we are closer together and we don't feel more separate and divisive and more separate along those lines? And how should people who are immigrants, you know, I have friends who are Muslim and different, and they are worried and feel a little bit shocked by the results. What do you say to that?
Wow. Well, actually, I think this is probably a better question for Dr. McClanahan. But just to give my two cents with before she gives a more cogent response, I don't have good warm words of wisdom. I am very concerned about the divisiveness and the what's happened just in the election alone, and where the results of the election, I think, have emboldened some people with some extreme views in some cases, and an oversimplification of things from other people's perspective. I am very concerned, and I think that America is strongest when we're inclusive and embracing our diversity. I think we need to appreciate different perspectives, different cultures, different backgrounds, and different experiences. And we're strongest when we include everybody. My hope is that this country does come together, and that now that we have a unified party in Congress, in the White House, even in many of the governorship positions, that perhaps it will be a single message. I just hope that message is to be inclusive. But Dr. McClanahan, I'm sure, can give a much more cogent response.
Well, one of the things that people need to step back and do is put themselves in other shoes. And, you know, we forget that the party that was elected has a lot of members who have a lot of privilege, whether they be white, whether they be male, whether they be wealthy. And we forget that place of privilege also gives us a place that where we can do good and make good change. And so, you know, when we see those who are, first off, we need to be awakened to our privilege. A lot of people have no idea. They don't say, well, I earned this. And, you know, it really didn't happen that way. And so making certain that when we're seeing our friends that are diverse being marginalized, that we step up. And if you see a Muslim person being harassed, you know, one trick is to just go sit down with that person being harassed and have a conversation with them and ignore the person harassing the Muslim. And what that does is it makes that person doing the harassing be marginalized, and you've empowered your Muslim friend. So there are a lot of tricks that can, you know, help us work together more and to protect diverse groups that are being hurt by the people emboldened by, you know, to me, not very good views.
And always remember, you know, a lot of the successes of the United States on many, many levels are from the fact that people fought from other places through the centuries that we have been the United States to come to the United States because of the opportunities that this country allows and the diversity and the diversity of our population. And some of these groups that we are talking about are some of the most successful people in our country because of what they bring to the country and some of the experiences, some of the knowledge, and some of the education that they bring to this nation to allow the skill sets that have made this country what it is today and makes it a very, very unique nation. We don't want to lose that. And I think the way that we can do this, like Dr. Delahunt said at our last segment, what we do as people to the people next to us and loving our neighbors and loving our brothers and loving our sisters of any type is the way we can do that. But that has to be a two-way street. And that's one thing that we have to be very, very mindful to do moving forward, or else we're going to continue the divisiveness, which I think is the most dangerous thing that can happen for this country.
And it's that time again. Time for another break. You don't want to miss our last segment of the conversation here on News 104.5 WOKV.
News 104.5 and AM 690 WOKV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ali Kesrayan. Join me on The Conversation every Saturday at our new time from 5 to 6 p.m. where we discuss the most current trends in healthcare as they relate to you. We also keep you up to date on the newest medical advances and help you stay informed on the politics of healthcare. Navigating the world of health is a challenge, and real answers are often hard to come by. Call in and have your questions answered, or just voice your opinion. Join The Conversation every Saturday from 5 to 6 p.m. or visit us anytime at theconversationjax.com.
The days are finally getting cooler. Now's the time to check your AC heating unit. Turn to David Gray Heating and Air for preventative maintenance, repairs, or new equipment, including the David Gray Comfort Line. Visit DavidGrayOnline.com today.
So, Rich Jones, I probably know what's on your mind getting ready for the holidays. Everyone is running around, rushing around, trying to get all that stuff done. Well, put that all on hold because there's something even bigger happening right now. It's the start of Toyotathon at Arlington Toyota. The savings at Arlington during Toyotathon are just out of this world. And with over 1,000 new and pre-owned cars on the lot every day, you get selection and savings that'll make you want to celebrate. You can even shop Toyotathon savings at your convenience at ArlingtonToyota.com. Plus, see your price before you get to the lot by clicking the easy button on the car you choose. If you have a trade, get an instant quote at ArlingtonToyota.com. Just click the Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book icons, then bring it into Arlington and trade the easy way. It's Toyotathon. Get to Arlington Toyota and start shopping and saving today. 10939 Atlantic Boulevard and online anytime at ArlingtonToyota.com. Arlington's a proud supporter of Take Stock and Children. Visit TakeStockAndChildren.org to become a mentor today.
It's time for another shout-out to all our North Florida poker fans. This is Allie McDeal from both Best Bet Poker Rooms in Jacksonville and Orange Park. If you still haven't taken the first step and made it in to see us, you won't believe the amount of entertainment you're missing out on. For an experience of a lifetime, try your hand in a game of poker and check out the simulcast wagering on greyhounds, horses, and highline from around the country. Did I mention it's the best hand-rolled sushi in town? Check out our website at bestbetjacks.com for more details and information. Head to either Best Bet location where the winners play.
For 36 years, Beards Jewelry has let their inventory do the talking. From the second you walk into Beards, you'll find an incredible selection of fine diamond jewelry and the largest inventory of certified loose diamonds.
Diamonds from a half carat to 6 carat, all sizes and all shapes. Beards has the diamond you are looking for.
Due to overwhelming response, Beards Jewelry's 30% sale has been extended to December 24th.
Come celebrate 36 years in business with Beards and receive 30% off all diamond jewelry and 20% off the largest selection of GIA certified loose diamonds in all of Florida.
During Beards 36th anniversary sale, held over until December 24th. No gimmicks or tricks. Beards buys direct from the source and the savings are unbeatable.
Don't miss Beards 36th anniversary sale at the St. John's Town Center or visit BeardsDiamonds.com.
Shop Beards. See the difference. Save thousands.
WOKV is proud to present An Evening with Brian Kilmeade. Join the popular co-host of Fox and Friends at the Ritz Theater and Museum on Friday, December 9th at 7:30 p.m. for a special opportunity to see one of the most interesting personalities on Fox News. Find out what Brian thinks about our efforts to protect the homeland and how we can reduce the deficit while reining in government spending. Tickets start at just $35 and are available now at WOKV.com.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
A 9 of a WOKV weather meter, a partly cloudy sky as a cold front passes by, but then turning clear. We'll see overnight lows dropping down to the low to mid 40s and turning breezy as well this evening. On Sunday, the low 60s, the best will do for daytime highs, but a lot of sunshine, still breezy. On Monday, starting off in the 30s early, then daytime highs in the mid 60s with a lot of sunshine. With your First Alert Forecast, I'm Action News Jax meteorologist Garrett Biedenbaugh for News 104.5 WOKV.
When the weather heats up, the afternoon thunderstorms fire up. Tracking the storms and alerting you when severe weather threatens. News 104.5 WOKV. Slipping out the back door,
baby. And we are back with the conversation here on News 104.5 WOKV. And we only have about maybe 4 minutes left in this segment. So, Dr. Ali, let's take it away.
So welcome to the conversation. So we're talking about the stress associated with the election. And so the thing that we want to leave you with is that we need to all come together to be a community and be a nation and try to decrease the divisiveness of everything that has been going on over the past year, and hopefully fix the wounds in this country and the ever-growing divides that we have seen that have led to the reasons why we're having this show. So, you know, I pray and I'm hopeful that the upcoming presidency and the government we have ahead of us sees the opportunity to do that, and they make moves to take steps and strides to be insightful of the need to do that as opposed to ignoring it. Regardless of what your political affiliation is and what your thoughts are, I think all of us can agree that that is an important thing that needs to be done. So I open it up, ladies first, Dr. McClanahan. What are your thoughts in terms of parting words for our audience as we leave? It's a difficult conversation to have.
All right. I think the number one thing is look to what you can do that's positive and form clear ideas about what you want the outcome to be. And instead of letting people fight over the nitty-gritty details on the bottom, say to your politicians, what's the end goal of this? And can you work together to create that end goal?
And Dr. Delahunt.
Well, first of all, I just want to say, Dr. Ali, I hope your audience is appreciative of your efforts. You've always done such a great job of being very direct and taking current and important issues on and having really good guests. I'm always impressed with the guests that I share the conversation with you.
I feel very lucky that you guys say yes.
Well, I feel honored to even be at the same table as Dr. McClanahan. All I can say is ditto. I agree that it's all about conversation. I'm concerned about the radicalization that's occurring both in our country and globally. I hope that we can just all participate, try and be an agent of positive change by participating in something that's important and relevant to your own beliefs and try and make a difference.
Amen to that.
I'll tell you, I think as a nation, we do a great job when bad things happen in America. I mean, we really come together, and it's impressive to see. Hopefully, we can take that same energy and do good things when we don't have
bad things
like that
happen.
I mean, we can kind of look in Jacksonville when the hurricane happened. Man, this city pulled together beautifully. Hopefully, we can do those things when we don't need disasters going on. One good thing to leave you guys with that everyone would be mad at me if I didn't mention. December 3rd at 9 a.m. at the Jacksonville Fairgrounds, we're actually putting together with our partners at Zero Cancer, which is an organization with a mission to end prostate cancer. We're doing actually the first prostate cancer run in Northeast Florida. It should be a really fun event. It's a 5K run walk. You don't have to come and blaze a trail for a marathon. If you want to, you can. But it should be a really fun event. It's 9 a.m. You can go to register, you can go to zeroprostatecancerrun.org/Jacksonville. You can go to the www.kesryanurology.com.